Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, always a pleasure, love me some Lomas Brown. Of course, a guy that was all pro for the Detroit Lions, a guy that is cooking along on that Hall of Fame list. And he will see his day one of these days. It's going to happen. I know it is. But check this out. This is pretty cool stuff. Lomas Brown joins us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Lomas, you know that back in the day, I used to work with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson. We did the big show. And Leroy's my son's godfather and all of that. So I'm tight with Leroy. So for years, I lobbied. Leroy's got to get in. We get Hall of Fame voters on all the time and bash him and scream at him. How is he not in? That's what you need. But if you can't get that, having this dude in your corner helps.
Congratulations, Lomas Brown, man, making the next round here, semifinalists. I'm not saying this because I'm with the Detroit Lions. Like, to me, I don't care what team he was on or how long he played or where he started. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, man. Hell of a dude, hell of a player, productive that long, that many years, durability, production, the whole thing. So congrats to him, man. Onward.
Played with him in New York. What kind of teammate?
It's a great teammate, man. One of those you never forget. Look at him back there. There you go, brother. I didn't even see you. Good. Love you, dude. He was a great teammate. He was the guy that he just wanted to help you. Like, you know, whatever help. Look, I'll never forget. I brought this up. All right, we're playing Washington. Bruce Smith, we got like a play pass. He's right on my head. I'm like, oh, here we go. Came off, he just swats me, right? Bruce Smith just freaking swats me. And there's LB, dude. He's there to help me. He's like, I got you. You know, really just covered for me when really he had another job to do. He's supposed to kind of help the guard. He comes back, he helps me. But unbelievable teammate, man. Always upbeat, never a bad day. Willing to do whatever for a teammate. And just a hell of a player. Hell of a player, man. Productive player. So, a guy that you talk about reliability, dependability, that was him.
You got Dan Campbell in your car, Lomas Brown. Ain't nobody better to have right now than Dan Campbell with the microphone in his hand talking about you.
No, man. That was it was really refreshing, and that's my guy, man. I love me some Dan Campbell. I feel like a proud father when I'm around him because I was in my 15th year, and he was in his second year. And just to see what he's doing here in Detroit and how he's leading this team and this organization, man, that's my guy right there. And I always know if I need somebody to bite some kneecaps, I know I got the right guy to bite a few kneecaps on. So I'm good to go.
Lomas Brown joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I don't know if you saw this, or you heard about it, or whatever. But apparently, according to reports, Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement and coming back to the Detroit Lions. You did not hear. Your eyes just got real big. It broke minutes ago. Probably you probably did not see or hear this. It literally broke, what, 5-10 minutes ago?
Yeah, 5-10.
5-10 minutes ago. Frank Ragnow is coming back. Now.
Wow.
Now, he better not be playing tomorrow because I'm going to be mad as a Packer fan if he shoots up tomorrow. So I don't think he's playing tomorrow. Having said that, though, that's a huge deal for this Lions team.
Oh, my gosh, man. I'm telling you, people don't realize, but I think that's probably the single most reason why the offense just hadn't looked the way it's looked. Just the leadership, you took a all-pro, all-everything center out of your offensive line, the quarterback on the offensive line, kind of like the DNA of our offensive line was Frank Ragnow. Man, I'm so happy to hear that, man. That's unbelievable. Because we need him, you know, center for us. But he didn't really want to move to the center position when he was asked to do that. So anytime you're reluctant in the position, you just don't know how. I say we've been so up and down on our offensive line this year. This can be huge for us with Frank coming back. Wow, that's unbelievable.
I wish I could be as excited as you are about this. As a Packer fan, I can't be as excited. It's kind of depressing to me to think about. But you brought that up about the transition, and we've got that going on in Green Bay. We had it with Elgton Jenkins going from a really good guard to the center position this year. They move on from Josh Myers. And I think you talk to anybody, that really didn't go as well as they wanted. And now he's hurting out for the year, it looks like. And then Jordan Morgan, you draft as a tackle. You're trying to make him work at right guard. He essentially gets benched last week for the rookie Belton. It's not easy on the offensive line to be switching positions. And we had Mike Wall on, former Packer offensive lineman, yesterday. And his deal is, he goes, I don't agree with moving a guy that's really good at one position and try to switch him to a different position. They should have just left Elgton Jenkins alone in that position and let him go. You're another offensive lineman, obviously. You can speak on all of it.
No, he's absolutely right. And the thing that happens is just the chemistry. It throws off the chemistry because, as everybody knows, man, we have that unspoken language up front. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to say certain things, and guys know what to do, where to be at. And when you take that chemistry out of the offensive line, when you take that guy that you rely on next to you and you put him in an unfamiliar position or you change that position, it's going to cause a little uproar. As a lot of people don't know, offensive linemen, we work like a hand in the glove. And if one guy's not doing his job, that play isn't going to be successful. So you try to keep guys where they're comfortable at. You try to keep them in that position. You try to develop that chemistry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And like I said, you try to develop that unspoken language, which you need to be a successful offensive line.
The first time the Lions faced the Packers, nobody knew what Micah Parsons was going to look like for the Packers. Nobody knew what Jeff Hafley was going to do with them. The Lions got to be the first team to experience that. Now, he didn't play a full complement of snaps in that game because they were trying to work up his endurance and so forth. That line that faced Micah Parsons in week one versus this line that's going to face Micah Parsons now, compare and contrast if you could.
Yeah, I mean, it's still different. You know, we lost Christian Mahogany a few weeks ago. Yep. Now we got Coyote Awosika in there. He struggled a little bit against the Giants. Again, you have we're pretty much the same. It just depends on where they decide to rush him from. We're good, I think, at the tackle position, even though both of our tackles are a little beat up, Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker. They're dealing with little minor nagging injuries. I'm all right if Michael rushes off the edge. But if he rushes us up the middle, that's where I get concerned because, like I say, that position, it hadn't been as steady. When you talk about playing a rookie guard at one position, and like you say, you're playing a guy that's basically a rookie who doesn't have a lot of the experience, you know, at the other guard position. So it just depends on where they try to attack us at. But the softest part of our offensive line has been the middle of that offensive line. So it's going to be interesting to see how Dan Campbell kind of game plans, how he wants to try to attack the front four of the Green Bay Packers tomorrow.
Lomas Brown, baby, a former Lions All-Pro, future Hall of Famer, and that he is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Follow him on X at LomasBrown75. He's one of the semifinalists right now on the list that just came out. What happened to the Lions defense? I know Kirby Joseph isn't going to play, doesn't look like tomorrow, the safety for the Lions. But, man, you gave up over 500 yards to Jameis Winston and the Giants. How does that happen?
I'm telling you, if you don't get pressure on the quarterbacks, and that's what I've been preaching, and I'm telling you, if we let Jordan Love get the type of time that Jameis got against us, he's going to kill us tomorrow. We're going to have to figure out a way. And I know Aiden Hutchinson is just one guy, and he's seeing a lot of double teams. But those guys are going to have to – they're going to have to try to get to him early and often in that game and try to make him uncomfortable, try to get him off his spot. If we don't do that, man, I'm telling you, you might as well put the record on repeat because it's going to be the same thing that just happened against us against the Giants. So that's one of my biggest concerns is us being able to get pressure, sacks, hits on the quarterback early in the game to try to affect the quarterback, to try to affect the timing of the offense, to try to do something to throw him off because we didn't do a very good job against Jameis. And you see, like you say, what happened to us this past game.
I want to go to the head coach, and I know you guys are guys, and obviously you ought to be your friends, and he promoted the heck out of you, and he should continue to do that every single day until you get in. I completely support that. But, having said that, he takes over play calling from John Morton. Morton was a play caller the first time the Packers went. First game play calling, and we had said, you and I talked going into this, that chemistry between the play caller and the quarterback is crucial to get into rhythm, to get on the same page. That eventually doesn't work in Dan Campbell's mind. So now Dan Campbell takes over, and now you go forward looking at this, and the question is it working, or is there still struggles with this offense, I guess you could say? Obviously, there was two things that stood out. Number one, Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously huge game against the Giants, right? And then number two, his big thing was getting Jameson going at wide receiver, and I think that's happened since he's taken over as well. I've heard criticism of third down play calling and execution on this Lions team not being as good as maybe it's been in years past. What say you?
Yeah, and the reason why is because penalties. We had 9 or 10 penalties in the last game. And, you know, once you get these penalties, you know, it puts you behind the stick. You know, you're going from 1st and 10 to 1st and 15 to 1st and 20 or 2nd and long. And then, you know, when you get to the 3rd down, which is your money down, all these defensive coordinators, I think, in the league, if you have 3rd and long to try to pick up, it's very hard to do that in the NFL. And that's been part of our problem. We haven't been on schedule on 1st and 2nd down, so it's been causing us to be in a lot of 3rd and long situations, and we haven't been as efficient as we've been in the past of picking those up. So that's one thing that has really killed us. And I'm going to tell you, drops have hurt us too. You know, Amon-Ra, uncharacteristically, have more drops at this point in the season than he had all last year.
Wow.
Jameson Williams had 3 of them this game against the Giants. We don't have Sam Laporta. That's another big key that's kind of hurt us the last couple of weeks. not having a tight end in the game plan. So it's been a combination of things that have really kind of hurt us on the offensive side of the ball, not just play calling, but it's been other things like that that has, I think, have really stopped us from being the offense that we are used to seeing, that we're used to having here in Detroit, and it's putting a lot more pressure on our defense to kind of carry the guys. So we got to find the answer to penalties, and we got to find the answer to staying on schedule offensively.
Packers and Matt LaFleur can understand the pain of losing a really good tight end as they lost Tucker Kraft. So they also are going through trying to figure out how to get this offense going. Thankfully, Christian Watson has been playing really well the last couple of weeks, if he can stay healthy. As always, prediction time, Lomas Brown. What do you say?
You know what? I'm just so nervous about the way we've been playing. I think it's going to be a close game. I think we might see another overtime game, to be honest with you. That's how tight I think things are going to be. I'm hoping that that Jake Bates can pull us out like he did before. So I'm going to go 13-16, and I'm going to say we're going to get the victory since we're at home and it's on Turkey Day.
I knew you weren't going to pick against him. I knew that when I asked it. I just wanted to see how close it was going to be. And Lomas Brown says it's going to be close. That means he's worried about the Packers a little bit right now. Lomas, thank you so much for coming on. I am rooting for you getting in the Hall of Fame. You deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame person, Hall of Fame player. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay?
You as well, Lomas. Have a happy Thanksgiving,
thank
buddy.
You.
Take care. There he
thank
is. Lomas Brown joining us, and you could have watched that whole Lomas Brown interview right there on X and on YouTube as we stream this bad boy live at WI Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.